The everyday. I have to confess, this isn't the first time I've wondered what I might do if I possessed an operatic tenor that could float above the quotidian day into a sky filled with clouds and light. My voice might linger in the emptiness, kiting there on its muscular wings as I stood at the bus stop below, my hand tucked snugly in my pocket, fingering the proper change as usual. In between arias, I would probably crane my melodic neck into the street to see if the square face of the bus with its stolid brow of amber lights was nosing through morning traffic, hoping for once that it might be late, and give me a few more moments to lift my voice into the morning, bearing its tumultuous song of Italian pain. I vow that I would use this gift only as necessary, sometimes a quaver, sometimes a sob, whether waiting in line at the bank or leaving an outdoor cafe, the tip tucked under the coffee cup so that the only thing that might be blown away would be my fellow diners, as I squared myself and launched into a raucous di quella pira lorendo fuoco as a sign of gratitude for the apple pie, with its crust so buttery and its subtle hint of cinnamon. As the final notes died into a resonant silence, I would flip my scarf over one shoulder and touch one hand to my heart as I waded out through the tiny tables, the members of my string section following at a discreet distance, nodding appreciatively because, yes, a gypsy may have cursed the little brother of the count, and thus my mother will no doubt be burned at the stake. But it was marvelous pie, and the coffee was pleasing, and really, isn't it the everyday that needs celebrating?